I can be my own man.
Charlie needs to dig deeper when we're back in Ambridge this evening, just after 7.
Are you looking for love? How will you know love when you stumble across it? Some of our greatest thinkers have wrestled with this. Sartre believed that love was hazardous. For Freud, the path to love involved a few detours through our unconscious desires. I'm Aidan Turner, and I've been considering how philosophers have cogitated on life's most profound questions. What is love? How do we live together? How can I know anything at all? Come with me and we'll enter the minds of Wittgenstein, Hume, Plato and Confucius with the help of some truly amazing animations. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of Ideas.
Now, our drama is the start of a new series of The Clerk's Room, set in Shoe Lane, the barrister's chambers, at the heart of the BBC One television series Silk. As head clerk Billy Lamb would have it, the clerk's room is the epicentre of everything that happens in a successful set of chambers. Barristers' clerks act as their agents. They negotiate cases, distribute the work, and have the power to make or break barristers' careers. Featuring the returning cast from the television series, we follow the trials and tribulations of the show's regulars as they confront the challenges that face the legal world in the present day.
The Clerk's Room by Mick Collins. Based on the BBC One television series Silk. Created by Peter Moffat.
You go left. I'll see you in chambers.
And then I'll get there after you. Ah, you don't want to be seen with me.
I don't want to be seen arriving with you, Jake. People don't need to know where I slept last night.
Or what you did. Honestly, I was shocked.
You. Go that way. Don't say anything stupid. Please, it'll just make life awkward.
It's not like they don't know we're seeing each other, Beth. Are you ashamed of staying at my flat?
Jake, you know Barrister Station asks questions you don't know the answer to?
Yeah.
Probably best not to ask questions you don't want to know the answer to either. Now, shoo. Anthony Whitten.
Hello.
I'm Rose Parker. I'm your barrister.
It's very nice to meet you, Rose.
And you, Anthony. So, we need to get you out of here.
Please, I'd like that very much.
Okay, just bear with me. The prosecution have given me the initial details of the case against you. There's quite a lot of documents here.
What are they?
Mostly statements from financial investigators. They say you were trying to hack into a website, an online bank?
I didn't hack anything. I just found a hole.
Or they say you accessed a secure section of the site.
Well, that's only partly true.
Sorry?
I accessed it, yes, but it wasn't secure. They left it unlocked.
Unlocked?
Just like a normal bank could be left unlocked, or the safe could be left open. And I noticed. I didn't take anything, and I told them about it.
Right.
I was just interested. Computers are an interest of mine.
Anthony, your solicitor tells me you suffer from Asperger's syndrome.
I don't suffer from it, I have it.
Sorry, that was badly phrased.
That's all right. I've written down some other details you might need.
All right.
I thought they'd be useful.
That's very thoughtful, Anthony, thank you.
That's fine.
Balham Grove.
I put all my schools on there, just in case you needed them.
You went to Balham Grove Primary School?
I did.
Mrs. Friend?
Ah, you went to Balham Grove too?
A few years after you.
I liked Mrs. Friend.
She was a lovely lady.
When someone called me special needs, she made them say sorry. In front of everyone.
I bet she did.
She said you can judge people by how they help you when you're in trouble.
I remember that too.
I liked Balham Grove.
So did I. Let's try and get you bail, shall we? Balham Grove Against the World. Hello, Shoe Lane. Oh, I'm very sorry. Harriet Hammond's left Shoe Lane.
Ding dong.
Can I take a message for John Bright, who's dealing with our prosecution
witch
work now?
Witch is dead.
Right. Right.
The wicked witch is dead.
I will. Billy!
Nothing I wouldn't have said to her face.
She left because you said it to her face. Constantly.
I don't remember it quite like that, Bethany. I seem to recall she wanted a fight to the death, and she got it.
She wanted us to prosecute Billy, that's all.
And now we do, without her.
You don't have to celebrate the fact that she left.
There can only be one pack leader, Bethany. That's nature, and you don't muck about with nature.
Oh. Morning, all. God. How's life?
What is that racket?
Do you know how old you sound?
What am I running here, a chambers or a youth club?
It's probably a bit underground for the likes of you.
If it's not Algar, Ella or Francis Halber, it's rubbish. Fact.
Well, actually, Billy, it's an opinion.
My opinions are facts, Jake. Now, Dickens Court.
What about them?
They want to be Shoe Lane, they never will be, and may that thought gnaw at them forever. But I need some papers collecting, so pop along, be sniffy, and let them know it's all a bit beneath us.
Is it, though?
Nothing's beneath us anymore, Jake. If the check clears, we'll do it. Welcome to Criminal Legal Aid 2015.
I haven't even sat down.
Lucky boy, saves you standing up again, doesn't it?
I'm not an errand boy.
Good, then you won't expect a tip.
You're chirpy.
Cancer's got my body, Bethany, but not my mood.
I'm glad to hear it. Are you all right?
I'm a chemical battlefield, and I can't do anything but trust the doctors. Do you know something?
What?
Dying and the cramming things in before it happens makes me feel very, very alive. Piece of advice.
Go on.
Don't wait until you're dying to make yourself feel alive, okay?
Okay.
That's my girl.
How long can we hold out, financially, at the level that we're at now?
4 months.
What?
That's the bottom line. I've got to talk to the bank this week, but there's no good news. We've got to hit the buffers sooner or later.
So... Ray Donegan.
What about him?
Billy, please, I'm not stupid.
I'm meeting him for coffee later on.
Coffee?
Yes, that's how serious it is, Bethany. Ray Donegan is looking at Shoe Lane and, to the best of my knowledge, which is very good indeed, 4 other sets of chambers. If we land him, we might be okay. If we don't...
You don't like him, do you?
He's a legal aid factory. Once upon a time, I wouldn't have touched him, but hard times mean hard choices.
So we have to go to Ray Donegan, cap in hand?
Cap in hand, maybe. Head held high. Always, Bethany. Always.
Hello?
Jake, it's Rose.
Hi, miss. How'd it go?
Adjourned, but I need to be here on the next occasion. The client needs to see the same face.
Okay, miss. Look, I'm not actually in chambers at the moment.
But I called.
Phone on divert, miss. Tell you the truth, I don't even know how it happened. I was just putting in my number.
Nothing personal, Jake, but if this is going to be a long story...
No, now, miss. Far away.
Thank you. We're back at court on Wednesday.
Okay, miss. And you really need to be there.
Yes, Jake, really. So put it in my diary?
As soon as I get back in, miss.
Thanks. See you later on.
Cheers.
So, Billy, talking of the future...
That's what we're here to do.
Lee Thomas.
Should I know him?
You will. He runs the Haywood Estate.
Runs it?
Grew up there. Started off as a kid tagging every wall he could find. Then broke a few windows, sold some weed, stole some cars and kept on growing.
A criminal entrepreneur.
Indeed. And now he's got into a protection racket and assaulted someone he thought was going to give evidence about it.
A busy man, then?
Busy and volatile. And he doesn't react well to authority.
So you need someone he feels comfortable with.
I need Rose Parker. She looked after one of his mates. Word went round and suddenly she's flavour of the month.
So she should be. She's one of mine.
Well, if she keeps Lee happy, I'm happy.
I bet you are. He's a very handy catch.
You know the score? Another year or so, once it's more established, Lee's gang will come straight to me almost out of habit. For the moment, though...
You need to train them into having that habit.
Exactly. Once it's formed, Lee's less important. For the moment, though, he's the Pied Piper, and I can't afford to lose him.
These days, who could? He must be a big old chunk of your business.
It's bigger than I'd like to think about, which is why he needs special treatment, so...
What?
Conference. Tonight. Lee's banged up and he wants to see her before court. I know legal aid doesn't cover it, but...
She'll be there.
Thanks, Billy. I look forward to meeting her.
Oh, you love her. She's great.
Look,
if Lee Thomas and his gang are the next big thing, well, they like Rose Parker, and I've got a stable full of people just like her, because that's what Shoe Lane is all about.
So?
You've put your cards on the table, Ray. I'll do the same. If you're going to be as busy as you think, you need to make your life as easy and as smooth as possible.
There's a proposal coming, Billy. I can smell it.
Of course there is. I know how busy your firm is, and I know now how much busier you plan on being. You're the future.
Only if I plan ahead. Iron out the wrinkles before they appear.
So tell me what I can do to help you. I'll do the same, and we'll both benefit.
When we want counsel, we get them. I know sometimes they'll be doing something huge. I can live with that. But nobody ever finds themselves unavailable for one of my cases because they're doing something else in the mags or the youth court.
And in return, we get all your lower court work. You agree to mine, I agree to yours.
Let's get through Lee's case and see where we each stand, shall we?
Let's do that. When is it?
Wednesday morning, Greenwich.
It's sorted.
Thanks, Billy. I'll be in touch.
What can I do for you?
Are you finished, miss?
Yep, just got to talk to the client.
There's no time, miss. He'll be fine. I need you back. You've got papers to read for a con tonight.
Tonight? What is it?
Someone for Ray Donegan. Big prospect. Need to bring it home safely.
I'll see the client and be straight back, Billy.
Leave the client there, miss. I need you here now.
That's not how I work.
It is on this one,
bye,
miss.
Bye, Billy.
The judge didn't let me out.
I tried for bail, Anthony. You heard me, but it's not going to happen today. I'm sorry.
Why not?
The police made you have an appropriate adult in interview. Someone who made sure you understood everything. Do you remember that?
Of course. It was very inappropriate. I've got a computer science degree, and she spoke to me like a child.
But the fact they asked for an appropriate adult puts a concern in the judge's mind. He wonders if you might be some kind of risk, even to yourself.
Being in a cell is very frightening, and so are the people around me. If he really wants to get rid of the risk, he should let me out.
And I'll want to make it easy for him to do that by getting a letter from your doctor explaining the situation and removing that concern. I'm trying to get us listed back on Wednesday. If I can get enough information, I can get you out.
But it means they'll take me back to the prison from here tonight.
I'm afraid it does.
I can't really deal with being in prison, Rose. The noise, it makes my head hurt.
Look, I don't normally do this, Anthony.
What?
Here's my number. If you have a problem, get to a phone, call me, and I'll do whatever I can, okay? I am not deserting you.
Promise?
I promise. Judge me by how I help you.
Ah, the crumbs from Dickens' court table. To think it's come to this.
You shouldn't be smoking.
You shouldn't be going via the cafe without telling me.
I didn't.
It's written all over your face.
What is?
Ketchup, Jake.
Oh.
Now, what do you want?
Can I ask you a question?
It's about work, right? Not, you know.
Of course it's about work.
Good, because I'm not doing that touchy-feely thing today. What is it?
All this making a fuss of Ray Donovan.
Oh, suddenly everyone's so worried about the company I'm keeping.
When I first got here, you said he was a pilot high sell it cheap merchant.
He was. He was a pain in the neck.
You said Shoe Lane stood for more than just money. We were about justice, first, last and always. I remember the speech.
Do you?
Of course I do. It was just after lunch, so you were really giving it some
weight. Yeah, all right. Don't ruin it.
So? What happened?
Nothing. We are what we always were. We've just had to become more pragmatic.
About our principles?
Never. About our priorities.
So, because of that, we now make a fuss of Ray.
When you go to war, you don't have to like the bloke next to you. You just have to know you're both after the same thing.
Okay.
This thing Miss Parker's doing, Witten, what is it?
He went on some bank's website, found a hole in it, emailed them about it and got nicked.
So why is he still banged up?
The internet's funny, isn't it? People get jumpy about it.
Very expertly put, Jake. When's it back?
Wednesday.
What? I thought it had gone off for a week.
Miss Parker wanted it listed back even sooner. I could have sorted it. My mate Richard works in scheduling there, but she'd already worked it out, apparently.
What's Richard like at unsorting things?
You what?
I need Witten pushed back to Thursday again. Ray wants Miss Parker's full attention on Lee Thomas this Wednesday. And what he wants, he gets.
You want me to call Richard?
I do. Get it sorted and keep it quiet.
Will do.
Good lad.
Look, Lee, if I'm supposed to get you out of this mess, I can't fight unarmed. Unless you give me something to use, some kind of explanation or account, what can I do?
Why complicate things? The man says I attacked him, I say I didn't. There ain't nobody else gonna back up one side or the other. So why should I get the blame?
Because you've got a criminal record 3 pages long and he doesn't?
That's bias.
That's life.
So what do you want me to tell you? I never did it. Would it help if I, like, tried to cry and shake and look really upset? Like I was some kind of political prisoner and my rights were being abused.
We're in the magistrate's court, Lee. There won't be a jury to see your little performance.
Don't matter. The man won't turn up at court.
I'm going to regret this, but how do you know that?
Because he won't want another kicking. And if he turns up and says that about me,
Thank you, Lee. Some things are best left unsaid.
I'm just answering your questions, so I've got nothing to hide.
But you're not, are you? You're playing games. And you're looking everywhere. Am I boring you?
You're okay, you're not boring me. I need to know what's going on, so I keep my eyes open. I need to know who speaks to who, and when. Information is power, innit?
But knowing who's coming in and going out and what they're saying won't help you hold on to much power if you end up stuck in here for a few years.
I ain't getting stuck in here, though, am I? Because you're going to do your job.
Okay. We're going in circles, Lee. This is boring.
These ain't circles, all right? I need to know what's going on. That's how my business runs. It's about knowing things that other people don't.
For what reason? Why do you need to know everything?
You know. You don't need me to spell it out. And it's not in my interest to do that. So I won't, all right?
And that is all the cross-examination required.
You winding me up?
Yes. And it's far too easy. You're too pleased with all the stuff you've done to stop boasting about it.
You want me to take this more seriously?
That would be nice.
So ask me a proper question.
Okay. Why do you get into so much trouble?
I blame the police.
You know what I mean. This. Someone stands up to you so as a lesson to others, you give them a bit of a kicking.
Is that a legal phrase? Bit of a kicking?
You change the subject, I'll keep asking the question. You're on licence, and a silly little assault could end up with you staying in here for far too long. It's stupid. You're brighter than that.
I'm stupid.
You're acting it.
Okay. What are you going to earn for defending me?
You don't want to know.
I do.
£50? Minus chambers rent, that's 20%, then tax. And it'll cost me a tenner to be there by 9 o'clock, so let's call it £20.
And it took how long to get the job?
3 years to get my degree. A year at bar school, a year as a pupil.
So, 5 years, and you'll be there, earning £20, and I'm the stupid one.
Okay, Lee, end of lecture.
You don't want to know what I do because it might make your career choice look like a bad one.
I'm about to go home, Lee, and you're not. My career choices haven't been that bad.
You got guts. I like that.
I'm thrilled.
Just one thing.
What?
You know the rubbish I get nicked for?
Yeah.
But you don't know all the stuff I get away with, do you? Okay, you'll do.
Oh, so glad I passed the audition. See you on Thursday.
It's Wednesday. Got a ball forward.
It got moved? Who told you?
Like I say, information is power. And...
And?
Like I say, you don't know what I get away with.
So it's done? Waiting back to Thursday?
It is. About 5 minutes after I got in for Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate. Bit of a change of mind this end. Billy says thanks very much.
Anytime, mate. And as usual...
If anyone asks me, this never happened.
Yeah, good.
Hold on. Richard, I've got to go to your other mobile. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Jay.
Hello?
Hello? Is Rose Parker there, please?
It's Jake. She's not around at the moment. I think she left her phone here, though. But can I help?
No, I need to speak to her urgently.
OK, give me a message. I'll get it straight to her and she can call you back, yeah?
She can't.
Sorry?
Tell her it's Anthony. Anthony Whitten. She said to call if there was a problem, and there is a big problem, and I need her to get me out.
Right.
They heard there were computers in my case, and they think I've done things with children, and they want to get me, and I really need to get out. I can't wait until tomorrow.
OK, Anthony, I'll let her know. The thing is, not going to be tomorrow. Nothing's ever simple.
Ah, my tea, and not before time, Jake.
We've got a problem.
My problem list is grave and weighty at the moment, Jake. Is this going to be worthy of a place?
Anthony Whitten called just now.
Here?
Miss Parker's phone. From prison. She left it in the kitchen.
How do you know?
I answered it.
And what did he say?
That he was scared he was going to be attacked, and it was really important that she got him out as quick as she could. He sounded in a bit of a state, so Miss Parker's going to be...
Don't tell Miss Parker.
What?
Not a word. If she finds out, all the plans, all the shifting dates will go straight out of the window. Say nothing.
Are you really sure? You sounded well shaken up.
Does he know who he spoke to?
What?
Did you tell him your name?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Sort of. It's a habit, isn't it? Hello, it's Jake.
Yeah, but the case has definitely moved, and there's no fingerprints on it.
Of course there aren't. It's just...
Okay, look, he's got his problems, so we just deny it. It's not fair, but life isn't. By the time he tells her, even if she believes him, it's too late for her to drop Lee Thomas.
You sure?
We've just straightened things out. We can't have that unravelling. Bigger picture, Jake.
Okay. If you say so.
I do. And Jake?
Yeah?
Well done. Just sorted out a problem.
Thanks.
So don't ever breathe a word of any of this to anyone, not even Bethany.
I'm not going to tell her, am I?
Well, I don't know if you talk in your sleep, do I? Just be careful, or it'll all be unsorted in a moment. You got me?
Got you.
Good. Now go on. Go and buy her a drink. Pretend this never happened. Good night.
Right.
Finally, peace. Oh, God, and then it was gone.
I want a word.
Miss Parker, always a pleasure.
Lee Thomas is in on Wednesday.
I know.
But Anthony Whitten is in on Wednesday.
He's not.
He is.
He moved.
You moved it.
I didn't. It got moved. Nothing to do with me. The court had to shift it, so they did.
Am I supposed to believe that?
Miss, what you believe or don't is out of my hands. This all works out for you, though. You do Lee Thomas, then Anthony Whitten. It's a doddle.
Move Anthony back.
Like I say, miss, I didn't move it in the first place.
Look, Billy, there are things about this case that you don't understand.
Maybe, miss, and there are things about the bigger picture that you don't, but that's life. You can't just represent the ones you feel sorry for.
Oh, and you can't just court the ones that smell of money. It's not about feeling sorry for Anthony, it's about keeping promises.
Can we ease back on the first names, miss? He's not family. Lee Thomas is leading a crime wave and he wants you along for the ride.
It's also about doing my job properly. Unless he calls me, there's no way to let Anthony know the date's changed.
So he'll find out when he's not on the bus tomorrow morning. One more night. Big deal.
I'll try not to enjoy playing God quite so much, Billy. It's really offensive.
Do you know what's really offensive? You taking home 20 quid a hearing. I'm trying to fight that. So don't you fight me at the same time, miss.
Jake?
Yeah?
What's up? You've hardly said a word all morning.
Sorry.
For what?
Being quiet.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You're talking to me, Jake. I don't believe you.
I can't change what you believe, Beth.
You could if you told the truth.
Probably not even then.
Something going on with Billy? Got that face you wear when you're feeling guilty. You have to tell me the truth, Jake. Because if you can't, then what's the point?
And I will, Beth. But it's really complicated, okay?
It's not. We all have a work face, Jake. You have to leave it behind when you go home because it's not who you really are.
Like it's a uniform or something.
Exactly. Because your work face is fine. Really. But I much prefer your real one. So just talk to me, honestly.
I will. I just need to work out how to do it.
Ah.
Morning.
Not told Bethany anything, have you?
Of course not.
Oh. Okay. Miss Parker's in her room pretending to be angry with me.
Pretending?
Yeah, she's got her principles in a twist. They need straightening.
You want me to talk to her?
No, I just want you to make sure everything runs smoothly ahead of tomorrow.
You want her to get special treatment?
I want her to get the sort of treatment that makes her feel valued and wanted, because even she can't be content and angry all at the same time.
Got you.
Right, Lee, we've got 5 minutes and they'll want us up in court, so let's not muck around.
Tell them we need more time. We're not ready yet.
For a man who spends so much time in the magistrate's court, Lee, you're tremendously optimistic about adjournments.
You don't ask, you don't get.
Nearly right, Lee. Ask or not, you don't get. So, these people you run on the estate.
Who says I run people?
You did. The other day when you lost your temper with me. So, these people.
So you're trying to say it's a gang?
I'm not. The prosecution will.
Look, I know how to cope with the prosecution, okay? It's not a gang. It's just a group of people of the same age from the same place who do the same things. Wear the same clothes.
What do you wear?
What, me?
Any of you.
Trainers, tracksuit bottoms, hoodie. You wear your uniform, we wear ours.
Your mates, will they be here today?
Yeah, of course. One in all in. Police hate it when we turn up together.
They might hate it, but it might be very handy for us.
Oi!
See you up there. Madam, I am grateful for the prosecution's efforts to portray Mr. Thomas as a low-rent gang leader. Ronnie Cray in jogging bottoms, Al Capone in a hoodie.
Maybe a little less sarcasm, Miss Parker.
Of course. But there is a serious reason behind me saying that.
Shall we get to it, then?
Madam, we have heard that the alleged victim of this attack, Mr. Watkins, failed to get a clear view of his attacker. But through a collage of CCTV images and a collection of other witness statements, the prosecution say you can be sure that Lee Thomas was the man responsible.
Which has been their case since day one.
But in their keenness to paint Mr. Thomas as a modern-day jogging-bottom, trainer and hoodie-wearing Fagin...
You're going to address me on their attire, I suspect.
A number of his friends are sitting in the public gallery, madam. If they stand up... They are not, I think you'll agree, individual in their choice of clothing.
A point I don't need to be a fashion expert to accept, Miss Parker.
And a point which reveals a fatal hole in the prosecution's case. On the one hand, they want Mr. Thomas to be part of a big gang, all wearing the same uniform. But on the other, they want Mr. Thomas to be so distinct that the descriptions they have can only be him. It's a case based solely on ID, but the groundwork for that ID evidence is a complete mess.
Ray, don't mind me interrupting, but I assume you've heard the good news.
Billy! Rose Parker's not bad.
Oh, she's Shoe Lane. A stable of thoroughbreds in a world of donkeys.
Maybe. Good enough that another of Lee's happy little band wants her services. Mark Shearman. Big man, short fuse.
No problem at all. And if we've helped push Lee Thomas and his merry men a bit closer to you, Ray, then we're all happy, aren't we? Happy enough to make things a bit more formal?
I hope so, Billy. And it'll be Rose Parker for sure, because she mentions something else she might be doing.
Oh, no, there's no something else, Ray. Okay, you want her, you got her. That's our deal. And that should be how it works from here on.
I hope so. He's actually quite a nice bloke, is Mark. Just has a habit of getting into the wrong place at the wrong time. He's out on bail, went to support Lee this morning, saw your Miss Parker in action, and now he won't have anyone else.
Where and when, Ray? I'll get it in the diary.
Short notice, this one. Tomorrow, at Greenwich again. I'll get you the papers.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Problem?
Never. Ray, never.
That thing you said this morning, that you said was really complicated.
Yeah?
Have you thought any more about it?
Yeah.
What was it?
A Billy thing.
So you won't tell me what it was?
It was nothing. Not important.
So not important that you'd rather let it spoil our evening than talk about it?
It won't spoil our evening.
But it already has, Jake. Because I meant what I said about honesty.
Come on, it's nothing.
And I'm going home to mine.
Don't even start, Billy. I'm doing Anthony Whitten tomorrow. I should have done it today, and tomorrow I'm making up for
it. Ray wants you to do Mark Shearman, though, and that could seal the deal. If you don't do it, Shoe Lane loses the brief, and we can't afford that.
So I just ignore Anthony Whitten, who's scared witless in a prison cell. Right now.
You've got a responsibility to the rest of Chambers to see this deal through with Ray. I'm giving you a last chance to put things right.
Representing Anthony is putting things
Look,
right.
Look, I know it's hard, but we're all in this together.
Oh, we're only all in this together when it suits you, Billy. Where I'm all right, Jack, when it doesn't. Always have been. Oh, look, Jake's here. Someone you can boss about. Because I'm not having it. Good night, Jake. Enjoy your evening.
What's all that about?
Priorities, Jake. Whatever happens, we have got to keep Ray on board.
And this happened when?
A couple of days ago. Doctor's passing fit for court, though, otherwise he wouldn't be here, would he?
How bad is he?
Bruised and battered. He'll be okay.
You're a custody officer, not a doctor.
Don't blame me. I didn't do it.
Where is he? I need to see him now.
They call it association. They let everyone out and three of them came into my cell.
And they attacked you?
They were shouting at me the day before. They called me a nonce and said they were going to get me. The prison said it didn't need stitches, but I don't think they looked very hard. You said I'd be out on Wednesday.
And I'm sorry, Anthony. The dates got changed. I was trying to get a message through, but...
Oh, so was I.
How?
Like you said, on the phone. Why didn't you come?
When?
When I called you. When they first threatened me.
What? I didn't get a message.
On Tuesday, in the morning. Well, it'd be on your mobile. I'd just been let out of my cell and I ran to the phone.
But this says it was answered, Anthony.
It was. I left a message.
With who?
Jack?
Jake.
Could have been. It was very noisy. Please try to get me out. I'm scared.
You just leave it with me, Anthony. And someone's going to be in trouble.
I'm in trouble if I go back there, Rose.
Does it hurt?
I had worse at Ballengrove.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I just want to go home.
That's why we've been speaking to the prosecution. We asked them to review the case, but we've not heard back. Today's lawyer has only just seen the file, but he says they're willing to accept a deal.
And that would get me out of here.
I think it would give us a very good chance, Anthony.
But I can't say I was guilty just to get out, can I? Not if I'm not guilty. Is that how it works? If I tell lies about being dishonest, I can go home. But if I tell the truth about it, I have to stay in here. Oh, that makes no sense.
You're right, Anthony. It doesn't make sense.
Hello, Shoe Lane.
Jake, I need a word with you.
Me, miss? You sure?
Why didn't you tell me about the phone call?
Sorry, miss? Which call?
Oh, don't play dumb with me. Yeah. Anthony Whitten was beaten up in prison. Yeah. All because of some stupid clerking game. Because someone chose to ignore his phone call.
Right.
You ignored it. You heard his voice and you ignored it. Did you change the date as well?
No, I...
You what? You did what Billy told you and sod the consequences?
How is he, miss?
Oh, what do you care, Jake? And what did you achieve, eh? Because now I'm definitely doing Anthony's case this afternoon. And I don't care about Ray or the politics or anything else. So you make sure you tell Billy that, because I know he's there.
Look, miss.
What's up with her? Still causing trouble?
She's trying to do her job, Billy. Not cause trouble.
Yeah, we're all trying to do our jobs, Jake.
Tell me about it.
I'm surrounded by tantrums. Jake! Come here! Have you seen Jake?
No, why?
His hormones are raging, he's had a little flare-up.
About what?
We had Ray Donegan all ready to sign on the dotted line and suddenly Miss Parker decides she had some moral obligation to do Anthony Whitten's case instead.
So why did that upset Jake?
I don't know. She phoned up, started ranting and raving about something or other. Jake was asking how he was and he got all stroppy.
How Whitten was?
Well, maybe, Bethany. I didn't ask because it's not the issue here. I just need this deal to go through. Once Ray commits to sending us a load of work, we can all breathe a bit more easily. And instead, I get this.
But when Jake was sounding upset, it was because of something Miss Parker had said.
What? Well, I couldn't say, Bethany, because I wasn't in on the conversation, was I? I was finishing a call of my own over the other side of the room, so it was more of an impression.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
Good. Now, look, we need, above everything else, to salvage this Donegan situation.
I know. That thing you asked Jake to sort, that's sorted.
It's all done. Now, Donegan
thinks... So there was a thing?
If you're trying to trick me, Bethany, I can assure you...
You didn't know what thing I meant, did you? And Jake said there wasn't a thing at all, and then you've just dismissed it with one big sweep of the
look,
hand.
Look, whatever it was, he didn't know.
Which
now...
makes it so obvious that he did.
Are Are you sure I'm the best person to offer relationship advice? My record's not exactly flawless.
I don't want advice.
What do you want then, Beth? Because you just look miserable at the moment and it doesn't suit you.
I want to know. I need to know.
Then you should ask Jake.
I have. I can't get a straight answer.
Look, if you ask a vague question, he'll give you a vague answer. So you need to work out that and...
And
whether you're ready to hear the answer. It might not be the one you were hoping for.
So maybe that's what I need from you, Rose. Because I think you know the answer.
Look, Beth, if it's about Jake, then I can't help. It's not for me to tell you.
Why not?
I'm sorry, but that's just a rule I have. I never get involved in my friend's relationship issues. It's a no-go.
But I need to know if he's being honest. It's important.
And are you?
What?
Being honest.
Yes.
But he stays at your place and you stay at his.
Yes.
But you never arrive at work together. So one of you walks around the block and pretends you've come in separately.
Oh, he spotted that.
Everyone spotted it, Beth.
Oh, God.
What's the big deal? Nobody cares. People like you, both of you. Who's going to feel upset because you spent the night together?
But that's a little lie, isn't it? It's between me and Jake, and it doesn't hurt anyone.
So when does a little lie that doesn't matter become a big one that does?
I don't know. When it comes from someone that you really care about, and when I can't hide from the consequences.
What do you mean?
If it goes quiet when I walk into the clerk's room, because there's a lie being told, or because there's a story being worked out, and they're all being careful because I mustn't find out the truth, that would be the end. I couldn't stay.
I understand that, Beth, I really do, but you're missing the point.
So what is the point, Rose? Just tell me, because I'm tired of all these games.
The point is that whether or not anyone else knows the answer, the only thing that matters is whether Jake will tell it to you when you ask him. Nobody else can solve that problem. Only the two of you.
Jake, what's all this about?
I'm really sorry to call you here so early, Ray. Something's happened.
Does Billy know you're here? On your own?
No, and look, I know this is all a bit strange, but I really need you to follow me on this one, okay?
Follow you and do what exactly? I've got things to do.
You need to trust me, Ray. It'll be worth it.
You're sure?
Positive.
Sir, Mr. Whitten has been diagnosed as having Asperger's syndrome. He is very literal and very honest. It's not an act, it's a facet of his condition.
See?
Earlier today, an offer was made to him. Plead guilty to a lesser offence and see the more important one disappear. And his reaction? To be shown quite literally a get-out-of-jail card? He couldn't plead guilty to something he didn't do because that would be lying, and lying is wrong. He would not lie for the sake of convenience.
If only everyone felt the same.
And that's the heart of the problem, sir. My solicitors have made submissions to the Crown Prosecution Service asking them to withdraw the charges.
And the grounds for the request being what, exactly?
A combination of law, common sense and compassion, sir. Mr. Whitten didn't break into a bank, online or otherwise. He found the equivalent of an unlocked safe. And having found it, he didn't take anything, he went to tell the owner. I wouldn't like to speculate whether the awkwardness that caused them prompted the subsequent action against Mr. Whitten.
You're saying a degree of corporate embarrassment sits at the root of this prosecution.
Sir, that would, as I say, be speculation. What isn't speculation is that Mr. Whitten has done nothing wrong, hurt no one, and stolen nothing. And as a reward, he was locked up and 2 days ago beaten up. He has been misunderstood, misrepresented, ignored, and now assaulted. That the prosecution could not see the injustice of the situation before is a shame. For them not to see it now it's been spelt out to them in capital letters would be a disgrace.
They're letting me go.
They decided against proceeding, Anthony.
Because of what you said?
Because the judge asked them to think again.
After you asked the judge?
Whatever. All that matters is they reviewed the case against you and decided to withdraw the charges.
But I got out because of you.
I'm just glad you're out, Anthony.
Mrs. Friend was right. You can judge people by how they treat you when you're in trouble.
I'm sorry I was held up. And for what happened.
I'm just glad it was you that turned up, Rose. It was a curious coincidence, wasn't it?
It was. But a happy one in the end.
Hello, Miss.
Bethany.
Miss.
You sent him to spy on me?
Who?
You lie as badly as each other.
You mean Jake? He's not the issue. You are the issue. You and your disregard for your colleagues.
Oh, please.
We have a slim chance of survival. Getting slimmer all the time.
We, Billy, or you?
Oh, if bringing my health into it makes you feel better, miss.
I meant you surviving as a clerk, not a person. They're very different things. So don't use your illness.
I'm not. I'm using my wits.
Really? And yet all I can hear is you shouting at me because you're not in control.
You listen to me. I had Ray Donegan all lined up to save us. You wrecked that, so you've wrecked us. All of us.
Which is why you sent Jake along. Oh, let me guess. You made him keep quiet about the phone call.
I told you this is not about Jake.
Hi.
Speak of the devil.
I've bought...
Ray! All good with you, I hope?
Couldn't be better, Billy. I've had a very worthwhile morning.
Good, good, good.
Yes, I was going to have to go and sort out Mark Shearman myself, but then Jake came to see me.
When?
Bright and early. And he suggested there was something I needed to see, so along I went to City of London Magistrates Court.
Right.
I like you, Rose. I like your style. Fight for everything and don't be scared to tell people who need telling.
Oh, thank you.
You went to watch Miss Parker in court?
Like I say, all Jake's idea. He lured me there, then hid me away so as not to distract your star performer.
Sorry, it was just a fool.
Don't be sorry, Jake. I'm fed up with people treating me like I'm holding some kind of audition. You never get to see what they really like.
Yeah, well, people are incredible, aren't they? A sniff of some work and they change everything. Makes me a bit sad, to be honest.
And then, amidst all that nonsense, comes Rose Parker, who refuses to audition so completely that she goes off to do another case instead of young Mr. Shearman.
Yeah, well, that's what we're like here, Ray. That's how we work.
Excuse me.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Hello, Ray Donegan.
Billy. How's my disregard for everyone going? My letting everyone down?
Well
progressing
done,
well, is
Jake.
It?
Pulled strokes all over the place this week.
Pulled strokes?
I just tried to put things right, that's all.
What sort of strokes, Jake? Ignoring phone calls? Share with the group.
Look, it wasn't like it seemed.
Sorry about that. Very good timing, though, in a funny sort of way.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, mate?
The idea we discussed. Shoe Lane doing my lower court stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I like the way you do things, so let's do it. We're a perfect fit.
Well, I'm delighted, Ray. I think it'll work out for all of us.
And it can start working tomorrow morning.
Just give me a name and a court and we're all yours.
Lee Thomas.
What?
He was so grateful to get out the other day, he celebrated by falling out with someone and smashing him in the face with a scaffolding pole.
Oh, mate.
Greenwich Magistrates. He'll look forward to seeing you again, Rose.
You've gone quiet this time, Beth.
You ignored the phone call, didn't you?
It's not like that.
I'm going home. On my own.
Beth, can I explain?
No. I understand. You had a choice. Be honest and be with me, or pull strokes all over the place and be with Billy.
It's not like that. I don't want to be like that.
It is. And you are. I told you to leave your work face at work and you're bringing it home.
I don't want to be like Billy. I just got... persuaded.
All of the time, I was trying to persuade you not to be. It's like a loss, doesn't it?
It wasn't me doing it, Beth. It was Clark Jake, not Jake Jake.
Did you ignore the phone call that led to Anthony Whitten being beaten up?
No.
He denied it to Rose twice. And now me.
Can we just talk?
No! 3 times in all, Jake. 3 times. Look what that clerk's room's done to you.
Beth, please.
Well, it's not doing that to me. Had enough.
In the Clerk's Room by Mick Collins, Billy is played by Neil Stook, Bethany by Amy Wren, Jake, Theo Barklam-Biggs, and Rose by Alex Tregear. Anthony is played by Mark Edel Hunt, Lee, Joseph Altin, Ray Donegan, David Hounslow, and the judges by David Acton and Jessica Turner. The Clerk's Room is based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat. The executive producer is Hilary Salmon, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.
And our drama series continues at the same time tomorrow here on Radio 4 as a rift at Shoe Lane causes prosecution to be pitted against defence with Billy and his deputy John each vying for control of the clerk's room. Counterpoint is after the news.